This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. AstraZeneca said early Monday clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine in Britain and Brazil have shown it is, quote, highly effective in preventing COVID-19, end quote, without, quote, hospitalizations or severe cases of the disease, end quote, in any of the trial's volunteers. The England-based pharmaceutical company tested two dosing regimens. One had an efficacy rate of 90%, the other an average efficacy of 70%. Professor Andrew Pollard, chief investigator of the Oxford vaccine trial at Oxford, said in a statement, these findings show that we have an effective vaccine that will save many lives, end quote. AstraZeneca said it will seek an emergency use listing from the World Health Organization for an accelerated pathway to vaccine availability in low-income countries. Germany's health minister is stressing the importance of dealing with multiple vaccine developers amid prospects that the country's first coronavirus vaccinations could happen as early as December. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jens Spahn has noted during a visit to IDT Biologica, a German company developing a vaccine that it hopes will be ready next year, that EU and German officials are not just counting on one technology, on one company, and one team of researchers. Japan says with vaccines, you can never know whether there might yet be setbacks, whether perhaps one won't reach the finishing line for whatever reason, adding, however, that there's good reason to believe we can begin vaccinating at the beginning of next year at the latest, perhaps even at the end of this year. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The British government announced a $9.3 billion increase in funding for its COVID-19 testing and contract tracing system, the government said in its COVID-19 winter plan published Monday. This is VOA.